Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network, another edition of Scout and Route, taking a look at the Tennessee Titans heading to Washington to play, and actually FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, to be more specific, to play the really struggling and bad-looking Washington Commanders team. A reminder that the Scout and Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and MLB picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. I wasn't sure how the Titans were going to come out of last week's game against the Colts. They really, while not all that impressive, were able to get it done, and it was impressive to see how they were able to finish and be a little cleaner than the Colts were in that game. And Indy did their part to lose the game. But the lack of a passing game with the Titans is still a problem, and it's going to be an issue keeping pace with high-scoring opponents. Derrick Henry's going to get his touches and yards. But beyond that, we're kind of waiting to see if they may go to Malik Willis at some point. They're still not only in the division race, they're probably going to be favored in the division race with the way the Colts are playing. And maybe Jacksonville is the best contender there. Washington has got a real shot here. This is not a really good Washington team. They've not looked really good. I'm concerned a little bit about Washington's ability to protect for the passer, but the Titans' pass rush hasn't been all that effective. This could be one of those at home that could surprise you, but Tennessee looks to be the better of the two, mainly because Washington is struggling to protect the quarterback, struggling to get anything going offensively, and the defense is under way too much pressure to get it done here. I got more thoughts and analysis and film room ideas on this game, all the NFL games, all the college games over at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check it out. Take advantage of our football season sale today and get a coaching and scouting viewpoint on all the games, all the breakdowns. We break it down pre and post. Look, we don't just tell you what we think is going to happen, but why it's going to happen, so that you can learn from it and you can evaluate it after the play. So check it out at LandryFootball.com today. We're going to head on over to our Vegas Insider for a route to victory. But before, let's take a look at the Preciser pick for the Titans and the Commanders. Preciser has the Titans at 60.8% over the Commanders to win this game. Those numbers, those percentages are subject to change throughout the next few days leading up to the game. So make sure that you keep checking them out at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All their links will be in the podcast description. Their mission is to bring both the casual and seasoned fans together to access the data that has been carefully researched to make the best decisions possible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult. And that's where Preciser comes in. Their goal is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all data and features from their platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Preciser has, again, the Titans at 60.8% over the Commanders for this game. Up to this point in the season, Preciser has predicted the right winner at 62.5% success rate, and you can continue to check their numbers out at Preciser.io.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is the route to victory for the Week 5 matchup between the Tennessee Titans and the Washington Commanders, presented by Preciser. The Tennessee Titans are officially on a 2-game win streak after downing the Raiders and Colts in back-to-back weeks to right the ship after their 0-2 start. And now they head to Washington as 2.5-point road favorites against the Commanders, who have looked downright dreadful in their past two contests. Carson Wentz has been a quarterback under siege, and PFF grades the Commanders' own line as just 22nd in the league. The Cowboys spent most of the day in the backfield last week, and it was a long one for the ginger-haired signal caller. The Titans may not have the most skilled pass rush in the league, but nothing about calculated risk-taker Ron Rivera's offense is imposing fear into a defense right now. A small bright spot for the Commanders has been their rushing defense, which ranks 6th in the league in rush DVOA, and will have their work cut out for them against Derrick Henry, who finally got going last weekend to the tune of 22 carries for 114 yards and a touchdown against the Colts. The Titans will look to keep the Henry train rolling and prove that the Commanders' rush defense has been mostly a product of the fact that teams are looking to pass against this team instead of attacking the ground. The Massey Peabody rates the Titans as the 9th best team this week and a full 6 points higher than Washington, who clocks in at 29th. While the Titans have struggled early on this season, and their resume certainly hasn't impressed, they're a much more talented football team than their opponent here. I will lay the 2.5 on the road with the Titans as my route to victory. And for more routes, be sure to check out the sports betting stack wherever you get your podcasts.